I'm telling you, yesterday we had a great meeting with Michael and Rosalie. Michael is somebody who, he changed his life because he got serious about hearing from God. Before he came to Golden Heart, he wasn't hearing the voice of God. He was hearing the voice of his partner sitting next to him, or the voice of his parents, or the voice of his co-workers. And as a result of that, he was running around, getting into the wrong relationships, not very happy, didn't have a lot of confidence, he didn't have what he wanted in life. But once he started getting serious and listening to the voice of God, his life transformed. We met him and Rosalie yesterday. They're engaged to be married now. And they are just both so filled with God's love. Their hearts are just pouring out this incredible love that God is pouring into them. And it just, when I see them, I just know that God has good things for you too. God has a good relationship for you too. We were telling the story about Michael a little bit before we started singing today. And it just says to me that when you get serious about listening to the voice of God, God starts to open the way for you to step into the plan that he has for you. Michael wanted to have a great relationship. And when he first came to Golden Heart, he did not. It was kind of dysfunctional, and he didn't feel very good in that relationship. And soon, that relationship ended. And he started listening to what God wanted now. And once they started doing that, he started opening up and becoming his true self. He started opening up and noticing, I'm starting to feel good. I'm starting to feel good about my life. He started relaxing and doing fun things. And he went on a vacation to Italy. He lives in Las Vegas. And in Italy, he met this woman. And he didn't think much of it at the time. You know, it was just, you know, he was meeting a lot of people. But when he met this woman, you know, it wasn't like, you know, fireworks went off and bells were ringing or there was a big voice out of heaven saying, this is the one, you know, it was none of that. He just met this girl and he thought, oh, she's nice, and that was it. He went home, vacation ended. But then they started communicating through the computer. She lived in France. And as they communicated, the relationship started growing. God was working something. And as we talked about at the beginning, God was now listening to God. It turns out that Rosalie is the only one in her family that has been going to church. Her parents aren't going to church. Her brothers are not going to church. Her uncles are not going to church. Her cousins are not going to church. Only Rosalie was going to church. And I wonder, what was God, or what was she talking to God about when she was going to church? You want me to guess? I didn't ask her yesterday, but I'm going to ask her next time I see her. But I think she was talking to God about giving her a good partner. Michael was coming to Golden Heart and asking God to give him a good partner. Rosalie is going to church over in France. Give me a good partner. God's got a divine plan going on that's bigger than your neighborhood or bigger than the block that you live on. God's got a plan that's going around the world. He can connect you with somebody on the other side of the world that he has been preparing for you. Say amen to that. God's got a plan for you on all levels. Sometimes we start to think small because we're thinking with our own thoughts, or we're listening to what somebody else is telling us is possible. But when you get to hear the voice of God, he opens the world to you. He opens the world to you in all ways. And I'm not just talking about the physical world, but the spiritual world, meaning heavenly kingdom. He opens all of the resources and opportunities and the plan that he has created. And that's what's happening here with Michael and Rosalie. He was orchestrating something that was not just in one country, not in just one city. He is orchestrating something from around the world. And he is creating something beautiful, a loving relationship. Amen. Two people with the right hearts. They live far away, but God knew that these two people had the hearts that fit together. These are the two people that belong together. And he can do it. And so he's brought them together now into this wonderful relationship. I want you to start thinking bigger. as we step into the new year, there's no time to look back. No time to look back at what happened yesterday other than to praise God for the great life that you had. Praise God for the victories. But there's no time to look back and say, well, I could have, I should have, I would have. Because the plan of God is out in front of you. Say amen to that. The plan of God is out in front of you, waiting for you, waiting for you, just like it was waiting for Michael, waiting for you to start hearing God speak to you about where is your healing, where is your relationship, where is your health, because it's right there. The plan of God has been there since the foundation of the world. Since the very beginning, God created the plan for your life. Your life isn't just a mediocre life. Listen, this is your plan is your life. God just doesn't want you to have a mediocre life. That's not what God created for you. God is amazing. God is powerful. And God loves you so much that each of you, He has created the most amazing life for you. A life of blessing and a life of love and a life of happiness.
Amen.
Joy, unbelievable joy in every aspect of your life. That's the plan that God created for you from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
From the very beginning, God created that plan. That plan is right there. Now, last week, I talked about how you just had to see that plan because it was already fulfilled. The promises of God are already fulfilled. Remember this from last week? I said already. And you said already. And you said already rich. And you said already healthy. And you said already happy. And you said already. Remember that last week? We were talking about already. Because the promises of God have already been fulfilled. God comes down and walks on the earth as Jesus. When He comes down and does that, He opens the way for you now to walk in the blessing of God. For you to walk in the plan of God so that you can have the great life that God planned for you. Say amen to that. So we talked about it already. Now I said, all you have to do is know that it's already there and start to look. And you will see that the riches you need or the prosperity you need in your life is already waiting for you. Now, I don't want you to get the misconception, though, that you need to start to look around in the world. Because let's read something here. This is in Luke chapter 17, verse 21. This is Jesus speaking. And Jesus says, nor will they say, see here or see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you.
Amen.
The kingdom of God is within you. The Spirit of God is within you. When you receive Jesus, now you have His Spirit. Remember what we were singing about that last song? Same power.
Same
power. So we have the same power on the inside that Jesus had. Say amen to that.
Amen.
This is a good thing. This is something we want to know that. Me, it's the same power in me that was in Him. The same power is there. The kingdom of God is within. Now, the kingdom of God does something very interesting, unlike the world. The kingdom of God is always producing, always increasing, always multiplying. The kingdom of God is always multiplying and blessing all the time. And it's within you. It's within you and it's flowing out of you. So this power, the same power that was in Jesus, is in you. And it's pouring out of you in all ways. It is pouring out of you like a mighty river of living waters.
Amen.
Pouring out of you. And it's pouring out of you to do what it was created to do, which is to produce, increase, and multiply.
Amen.
When God created man in the beginning, he said, be blessed.
Amen.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Amen.
He's talking about the power of the kingdom, the power of his spirit, which is residing inside of you. And he is saying that it has the power to take whatever you got and whatever you're doing and increase it,
Amen.
Grow it, to bless it. It will multiply and you will have more. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So once we understand, I got the same power inside of me. That same power is now flowing out of me. It's flowing from you like a river of living waters. It is flowing out of you. And anything that it touches in your life, it'll increase. See, he says, don't look here or look there looking for the kingdom of God. He is saying the kingdom of God is within. And the kingdom of God has the power to produce what you have been waiting for, the promises of God. Now, I said the promises of God are already been given. They've already been fulfilled. You already have them. And they're right there. That kingdom within, that spirit of God, the spirit of love within you, has the power to take whatever you've got and produce. To produce the promises of God. To produce the blessings of God. To produce the health that God promised you. To produce the prosperity that God promised you. It's already inside of you.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
So don't get caught up in looking here and looking there saying, oh, Ted said I'm already rich, so where is it? No, it's already right here. And it's flowing out of you. Now, how does it work? How do we take now and get this power that's flowing out of you? Because it's flowing out of you right now. It's flowing out of you right now. Think it's right now in this moment. Not later. Not tomorrow. Now. It's flowing out of you right now. Today. Immediately. In this moment. It's flowing out of you already. Okay. So what do we do to take and get those promises that are already? Because we've already got the power and we've already got the promises and it's already been fulfilled. So how do we do it? Let's take a look. We go down here to 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1. And this is talking about a widow. There was a widow, and this is Elisha. And this widow has a debt. Her husband has died, and she has this big debt. And back in those days, they would sometimes, to fulfill the debt, they would take the sons or the people and use them to work off the debt. And the widow is saying to Elisha, they're coming to take my two sons because I have this debt. Can you help me? My husband believed in the Lord. He was a believer. Can you help me? Now let's take a look at what Elisha said. So he said, what shall I do for you? This is Elisha speaking. What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house. Now, this is the way a lot of you feel right now. You might be looking in your life and saying, Ted is saying that I already have the promises of God, but you're looking in your house and you're saying, but I have nothing in my house. There's nothing there. Well, let's go on. She says, nothing. I have nothing in my house but a jar of oil. But a jar of oil. So she's got nothing in her house but this little jar of oil. This is all she's got in her house. The debt collectors are coming. They're going to take her sons. All she's got is a jar of oil. This is everything she needs. This is everything she needs right here. She's already got it. But it doesn't look the way you'd expect it to look. Because it's just a little jar of oil. There's nothing else in that house. She wants to have some money in that house. She wants to say, hey, I've got a few bucks that when the debt collectors come, I can give them that money. All my problems are solved. And that's what you're saying too. You're saying, man, I wish I had a few bucks in my house because I'd take that and I'd pay the bills. Amen?
Amen.
But you've already got it there. You've got to look and see What is it you've got in your house? Elijah's saying, what do you got? Let's see what happens. Now, what happens in this story is he says to her, go to all the neighbors and collect as many vessels as you can. Come back into your house, close the door, and begin to fill those jars, those vessels, with the oil that you have. Her sons and her went and collected a bunch of vessels. They came, jars, came back into the house, began to pour that oil into those jars, and that little bottle of oil filled up jar after jar after jar, vessel after vessel after vessel. And she said, bring another one, and it kept filling them up until there were no jars left. Elisha said, now take those jars of oil, the little jar had filled up all the big ones, he said, take them, sell them, use the money to pay off your debts, and the rest of it use for your living, your livelihood. And that's what she did. She was able to pay off her debts. See, you already have something in your life. God already gave you something. She had a jar of oil, a little jar of oil. Didn't look like enough. Everybody else would have been saying, who walk according to the world would have been saying, oh, what are you going to do with that bottle of oil? That's not going to do anything. They're still going to take your sons. But not the man of God, the prophet of God, the man who's hearing from God, Elisha, says, that's all you need. He's saying, use what you have. What do you have in your house? What is it you have in your house? And that's what we're talking about for this year that's coming. We're not going to be looking back. We're looking forward because the plan is already there. Start looking around. What do you have in your house to fulfill the plan? Now, we're talking, it might be an idea. Maybe God gave you an incredible idea and you've just been letting it roll around in your head, not using it. Maybe it's a talent. Maybe you have a skill or an ability or a talent that you have not been using and putting to work. And it's just sitting around the house. Perhaps you've got something that's laying around the house as this lady had that was very valuable. And when the Spirit of God, which is flowing out of me, when you have that same power that's in you, that's in Jesus, when it comes upon that, it increases it. It multiplies it. Why? Because that's the kingdom of God. And it can come across that talent or that idea or that bottle of oil, that little bit that you have, and it can increase it. Say amen to that.
Amen.
I want you guys thinking about what is it that you've already got in your house or in your life? Because in your house spiritually means in your life. What is in your life? Now, it may not seem very big yet. It might seem small to you. But what we're talking about is you've got to use what God has given you. And when you use what God has given you, and it now comes together with that power that's flowing out of you, it will multiply and it will increase. And you will now have prosperity. This widow went from not having enough to having more than enough. She not only paid her debts, she had extra to live on. That is what God has already put in your life. He has already put inside of you that power that's flowing out of you. The power is already flowing out of you. The promises are already fulfilled, right? And now all we got to do is begin to use what God has given you. What has God given you in your life that you can start to use? What is it that he wants you to start to put into action? We can take a look at another story like that. Here we have Jesus feeding the 5,000 men, plus women and children. So there was more than 5,000 because there were also women and children there too. So he's feeding these people. Now, at first, what did he say? He said to the disciples, go and feed these people. The disciples said, we don't got enough. We don't got enough food to feed all these people. What you want us to take? We don't got enough money to go and buy bread for all of them. So they're seeing what they don't have. What does Jesus say? He says, what do you have?
Amen.
He's asking you in your life, what do you have? Because you have something already. What is it you have? What did they say? They came back to him and they said, well, you know, we got these five loaves and two fish. That's it. Not enough to feed. They're already looking again. It's not enough. Not going to feed. You got to look at what you've got. Look at what you have already. And now he takes it and he gives it to God. He blesses it. And now he breaks it, and the disciples go and they distribute it, and it feeds all of those people. It feeds them all. Not only that, there was leftovers. Leftovers. So this is what the kingdom of God within does. It is already inside of you. If you invited Jesus to come into your heart, you have that same power already inside of you. The kingdom of God is within. Don't get fooled into going looking over there and looking over here for your prosperity, because your prosperity, your blessing, your healing, your wisdom is already inside and it's flowing out. And when you put into use what you've got, when you put the oil to use, when you put the fish and the loaves to use, now they increase and they multiply and they cover not only all of your needs, but you have extra. You have more than enough, because that is the power that God has put on the inside of you to fulfill the promises. Say amen to that.
Amen.
This is something you want to know. So we got to put into use what we've got, because if you're sitting on it and you're holding it and storing it away, you're saving it for another day and you're just putting it up there, now it can't increase. We've got to take it out and begin to use it. Maybe the widow was saving that oil for a day. Maybe she had some special thing she was thinking she's going to use it for. But we got to put into use what we got, because that's all she had. She brought it out, started using it, now it increased. What is it that you've got? Is it a talent? Is it an idea? What is it? Is it just laying there that you've got to start using? And when you start using it, now the power of God comes upon it and increases, because the kingdom of God will increase, it will multiply, and it will make it fruitful. Amen. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Remember, the plan of God is much, much bigger. It's talking about Michael. The plan of God isn't just your own little house or your own little neighborhood or your own little country. The plan of God, God is orchestrating. When you start working with Him, He's orchestrating something on the other side of the world for you. He's already got that in the plan. And you just got to put into action what you've got. And it doesn't matter how small it looks. It doesn't matter how significant it is. Just start using what God has given you. And it will be blessed.
Amen.
Now, it's interesting because we have to understand how much we have inside of us. How much this power, the kingdom of God on the inside, the Spirit of God in us, that it's there and that it's going. Listen to this. This is Psalms 23, verse 5. And here, as we read, he's talking to God. This is David. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. He is talking. Let's read it. He's writing good here. Let's go on to verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
He says, my cup runs over. When we are filled with the Spirit of God, He has given us the full measure of His Spirit in there. He's not given us just a little bit. He has given us everything that He's got, and it's there on the inside now. And it's now starting to pour out of us. It's starting to pour. It's running over. His cup is running over. This is King David writing this. His cup, meaning his whole body, his whole life is filled with the Spirit of God. And it's just pouring out of him. It's running out. He is the cup. He is the vessel. And so much of the Spirit of God, the love of God, is inside of him that it's flowing out. It's overflowing. He is overflowing. He is full. You are full.
Amen.
You are full with the Spirit of God and it is running over. Here it says in Luke 6:38, this is Jesus speaking, give and it shall be given to you.
Amen.
Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over will be put into your bosom. All right, for the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So again, he's saying it's running over. The Spirit of God that's on the inside, there's so much of it that it's just flowing out of you. Got to get that. It's flowing out. It's not like you have lack. There's no lack. There's no lack in the kingdom of God. Don't look at what you don't have. Look at what you do have. Start to use it and know that that power, the same power that raised Jesus, the same power is on the inside of you. And it's running over. There's so much of it. It's pouring out of you. Say amen to that.
Amen.
I hope I'm not losing you, because we're coming into a new year. And as we're coming into that new year, I want you to be looking forward and seeing the plan of God. I want you to start using what God has given you.
Amen.
God has already given you everything you need, and it's on the inside. Say amen to that.
Amen.
And as we begin to use it and allow it to flow out, because it's overflowing. Say overflowing.
Overflowing.
It's overflowing. It's flowing out of you in all ways, at all times. It's a nonstop river. There's no lack in that. It's only abundance that is coming out. Only abundance is coming out, because the kingdom of God, what does it do? It produces, it increases, it multiplies, it makes fruitful.
Amen.
That's what it does. And you have it on the inside of you. Yeah. Thank you. So this is one of the things we got to understand, that God's grace is sufficient, because we're not only talking about increase in terms of financial abundance or in terms of health. I'm talking about for every situation of your life. And here's a wonderful thing that we got to understand, that God's grace is sufficient. Let me read a couple of verses about God's grace. And grace is unmerited favor. That means you didn't earn it. You probably didn't deserve it. But God loves you so much that He gives it to you.
Amen.
He gives you it. He loves you so much that He gives you preferential treatment. Say preferential treatment.
Preferential treatment.
He gives you special favor.
Amen.
You're blessed and highly favored is what God is doing. That's God's grace, and He has given it to you. And that's what has filled you and is running over. It is that spirit of love that is pouring out of you. Let's read this in 2 Corinthians 9:8. This is about God's grace. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. God is saying, you're not going to lack. When you're doing good work, what is good work? That's whenever we're doing something God has given you assignment to do. Whenever you're doing the things that God has asked you to do in your life, you're never going to lack. There's always going to be an abundance for good works.
Amen.
There is always going to, and you've been working your life to do the works of God. You're working the works of the kingdom. That means you never lack. There is always going to, and His grace is abounding towards you, that you will always having all sufficiency in all things. What we're saying is He always has extra, and He's always given it to you, and it's always working to produce more. Say always.
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 That means it's working in 2014, and it's working in 2015, and 2016, and 2017.
Amen.
It's always working.
Amen.
We just have to get the understanding and the believing. Start to believe and understand that you've already got all this inside of you, and it's always working.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
Now, Paul, the apostle, now Paul was a guy who went to a lot of different countries and started a lot of churches in the very beginning. He was out there working the works of God, spreading the gospel. And as he told people, they were believing in God. They were believing in the gospel, the good news that God had come down and walked on the earth as Jesus. They were believing that. But here Paul is talking about something that's bothering him. And he says in 2 Corinthians 12:7, and he says, lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I exalt myself above measure. So he's saying there's a spirit that's bothering me. He's saying there's a spirit with me that's been tormenting and bother, a thorn in my side. Now, concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord. This is Paul still speaking. I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. So what some people take this to mean is they say, oh, that means that he should just live with this problem, this spirit that's bothering him. God is saying, my grace is sufficient, you know, and it's good in weakness, so just live with it. But what I believe it's saying that the power, he's asking the Lord three times, help me to get rid of this. What God is telling him is he's saying, my grace is sufficient. That means my grace is enough power to get rid of this. My grace has enough power to get rid of this problem so it doesn't plague you anymore. You have that inside of you. You have that abundance of grace in you. So not only can Paul, and that's what I believe Paul received, that for my strength is made perfect in weakness. That's where God's strength comes in. Wherever you're weak, the power of God starts to come in and work. And what does it do? It produces, it increases, it multiplies.
Amen.
So it's going to increase the power of God where you're weak also. That means that there's something, a force of darkness is trying to plague you, as Paul's complaining about here. You just have to believe and know that his grace is sufficient to overcome even that. His grace, that means his love, his preferential treatment for you, his favor on your life is enough to overcome whatever is facing you. Whatever is trying to hold you back, whatever is trying to hold you down, it has no power over you.
Amen.
Because his grace has the power over this.
Praise
you start to meditate on that. If you go home and begin to meditate on the grace, my grace is sufficient, meaning God's grace is sufficient for me. When you start to meditate on that, you will start to feel the power flow from the inside. You'll start to feel that kingdom power, the kingdom of God power flowing out of you. And you'll start to know whatever it was that was bothering you, it just collapses. It can't stand in the light of the grace of God. That's the love of God. It can't stand in that. The love of God has power over all things. The love of God never fails. It is the most powerful force in the universe, the love of God. And you've got it on the inside of you.
Amen.
You've got it on the inside of you. It's that kingdom of God on the inside. You've got the Spirit of God on the inside. And it is running over.
Amen.
It is pouring out of you. And as it pours out of you, it is going forth and knocking down every barrier and every obstacle in its way. Anything that is trying to hold you back. Because all it does is keep increasing, producing, blessing, multiplying, and being fruitful. Say amen to that.
Amen.
That's what you've got on the inside. You've got the same power inside of you that Jesus had in him. Say amen to that.
Amen.
You've got the same power. Say, I've got the power.
I've got the power.
The same power.
Power.
That Jesus had.
And
now when you start to use this and let it flow out in your life, you're going to see your life begin to change.
Amen.
Start to use what it is you've been given in your life. Don't say that it's too small. That widow only had a little small jar of oil, but she had to use it. When she went to use it, now if she was too lazy to go collect the vessels from her neighbors, all those jars, or she said, oh, I'm too embarrassed to go talk to them and ask them for jars, that little jar of oil would have stayed a little jar of oil because she was afraid to use it. Don't let fear stop you, because you've been given a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. So start to use whatever it is that God has given you. If he's given you a talent, use it. If he's given you an idea, use it. If he's given you abilities, use them. If he's given you something that's out there in your house that's been laying in the backyard, use it. Because then he can bring his increase upon it. Then his spirit can begin to move on it. That grace can begin to move on whatever it is you're doing to free you and bring you greater power in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
It's giving you money.